Welcome into the Grace One Daily Podcast and the 1 Year Bible Journey. This is Pastor Jeremiah Johnson, and we are on day number 35, cruising right along. Well, the thought I'm going to pose today is just simply this. Is God really getting all the glory in our lives? Are we reflecting His glory? When people look at us, does God get the glory? And when we're reading through the Old Testament, there's a lot of things that I think we can easily bypass or read and be like, okay, whatever. Okay, that must have been for then, or that doesn't really make any sense to me now, or whatever it might be. And I was reading through that one of these type of passages, or at least to me. You tell me. Maybe you just totally understood it. But I was reading in Exodus chapter 20, latter portion of the chapter, in verse 24, and it said, "Build for me an altar made of earth, and offer your sacrifices to me, your burnt offerings and peace offerings, your sheep and goats and your cattle. Build my altar wherever I cause my name to be remembered, and I will come to you and bless you." Okay, so building an altar, sacrifices, right? I'm tracking so far. We don't really build altars. We don't sacrifice animals anymore. Okay, but then it says, "If you use stones to build my altar, use only natural uncut stones. Do not shape the stones with a tool, for that would make the altar unfit for holy use. And do not approach my altar by going up steps. If you do, someone might look up under your clothing and see your nakedness." But the one that kind of captured me is like, he's saying, do not shape the stones with a tool, for that would make the altar unfit for holy use. Okay, God, what's the big deal? You got a problem with carved stones? You're not really, you're an all natural kind of guy, or what? Here, what's going on? And so I was looking through that a little bit deeper. I'm like, what's the deal? I'm not understanding here, God. It's like, we're building an altar. Yes. To worship you and to sacrifice your name. Okay. We don't really do that anymore because Jesus came. What's the point here, right? As I'm reading this, as I'm grinding through the Old Testament, there's a great truth to pull out of this today. And the reason God didn't want those stones to be cut is because then the focus would shift from the altar to God, to the stones, because then basically it could be like, if you've walked into, let's say you walk into a newly remodeled house, or a new house for that matter. Like when I first moved here to Carthage, Missouri, a guy in our church was just building this house and I bought it from him. So when we moved in, we had a little open house and people walked in, and what did they do? They walked in and they looked at the stones, they looked at the flooring, they looked at the walls, they looked at the house. And then Dr. R.B. Maynard, who was there that night as well, you know, people would go up to him and be like, "Oh, good job, Dr. R.B. Maynard. Wow, good job. You did such a great job building this house." And so God didn't, what I'm saying tonight, Dr. R.B. Maynard, if you were watching, you stole the glory from God. Okay, he didn't get the glory because everyone was like, "Oh, good job, Doc." No one said, "Good job, Lord." No one said, "God, you're so awesome." Okay, I'm just joking. But this is literally the point here, is God's like, when it comes to my altar and my presence, I want to get the glory, and I'm not going to give the glory to anyone else. And so I'm not, you know, trying to go too deep here or make a mountain out of a molehill or whatever it might be. But the issue is do the things in my life point to and give God the glory, so that when people look at things in my life, could be my house. Let's take my house again. Going back to that first example, people could say, "I really like your house. It's wonderful." Well, I could be like, "Well, man, I'm so grateful. God provided this. God, you know." And so the things in our life, ultimately, we want to not steal any glory from the Lord, and we want God to get all the glory. It's like, when, you know, I've, as a pastor of this church here that I'm pastoring now, Grace Points, like, we've tried to work on the facilities and make them look newer and upgrade certain things. And people can come and say, like, "We remodeled the sanctuary. I really like how you did remodel the sanctuary." Okay, cool. But hopefully God gets the glory in our life, individual life, in our ministry, in our churches. You know, I think that's sometimes a problem we have as pastors and ministers. We want God to get the glory. So rather than, people coming to the altar and encountering the presence of God, we want them to look at our stones and like, "Look at what I did. Look at what my hands did. And look how I made this beautiful." So I don't know. Maybe that's just convicting me. Maybe I need to repent and get right with God today because of that. But I want us to think today along those lines. Is God getting the glory? And that's why God's like, "Hey, just leave the stones all natural the way that they are." So the focus is not on the stones, on the carved stones, but the focus is on me, on my glory, and looking at me and remembering me. And so that's what I want to do every day in our lives. And again, we're reading the Bible, we're doing these things so we can keep our eyes focused on Jesus and his glory working in our lives each and every day. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate your support. GracePointAG.org. Please like, share, subscribe on our various social media platforms as we dish these devotionals out each and every day. But I will talk to you tomorrow.